Daredevil pilots flying supercharged planes. It's the experience of a lifetime for aviation fans as thunderous roars tear through the dry desert air. But when the galloping ghost leaves formation, excitement becomes panic in an instant.
Oh my God!
In just 9 seconds, it becomes the deadliest airshow disaster in modern U.S. history. Was it the aircraft? Were there any warning signs? Or was the horror that unfolded unavoidable? The answers to those questions would change racing forever. Tucked away in the Nevada desert, the Reno Air Races are a throwback to the early days of flight. Over its 8-mile circuit, pilots are free to put the hammer down and battle each other wing to wing. They also fly at a low altitude, a unique thrill that attracts thousands of fans each year. If the sport of air racing is dangerous by default, then Reno's Unlimited class takes it to the extreme. It allows pilots to fly experimental propeller planes with few restrictions on what can be changed. It has a category designed for raw power and speed. Only one group of aircraft is up to the task. Painted in vibrant colors and with flamboyant names, World War II fighters make up the bulk of entrants. The roar from the engines of these beloved aircraft is a highlight of the show, as are the legends who fly them. Jimmy Leeward is one such legend. He's a Hollywood stunt pilot and experienced aviator who started flying in middle school, and his career proved crucial to understand how the Reno disaster could happen. On top of piloting hundreds of planes, he also served as a board member for experimental aircraft and flew humanitarian missions throughout his life. So his experience in aviation went far beyond the cockpit. An important detail to remember, Jimmy was known for his adventurous spirit, and he owned a notorious racer known as the Galloping Ghost. It held several records at Reno and had been heavily modified over its lifespan. 4 years before the disaster, Jimmy set his sights on breaking the Unlimited class speed record. Although it was already a fast plane, it needed to achieve speeds above 500 miles per hour, and this meant extreme modifications. At the same time, the sport had an uncertain future. In the 40 years of Reno air racing, 19 pilots had died due to mechanical mishaps and mid-air collisions. The smallest error could cause a fatality, and the mainstream media questioned if the sport was worthwhile. This was on top of the fact that high costs and low public interest meant race venues were becoming few and far between. So they had a choice: make things safer, maybe less exciting, and risk the sport dying out forever, or push things to the edge and see if they could win some new fans. To achieve record-breaking speeds, Jimmy made massive changes to Galloping Ghost's design. This included shortening the wings, streamlining the plane's body, and altering its center of gravity. Jimmy also removed what he considered non-essential items to reduce weight and modified a crucial component. Known as trim tabs, they're like the power steering and cruise control of a plane. At high speed, these stabilizer flaps are critical to fly safely, and Jimmy set the right-hand trim tab at a fixed angle. Although the plane was now faster, the changes made it more unstable and difficult to control, and Jimmy had to manually compensate for the loss of the movable trim tab at all times. It also had completely different handling characteristics than he was used to, on account of its new aerodynamic profile. But there was a much bigger problem that Jimmy failed to recognize. He wasn't an engineer. As far as records tell, the modifications were made using Jimmy's intuitive calculations rather than technical simulations. If Jimmy had an engineering background, he would have known that the plane now had imbalanced aerodynamics, and its controls were too sensitive at high speed. The Galloping Ghost was also pushed too close to its performance limits and risked catastrophic loss of control or structural failure. As if to make a bad situation worse, Jimmy then tuned the engine to produce an extreme output, which required a new cooling system. This further altered the plane's balance and significantly increased stress on the plane's airframe. When the work was completed, experts reckoned the Galloping Ghost was the most modified P-51 Mustang in the world. If either the FAA or engineers assessed the plane, the issues in its design would have been noticed. However, neither of these things happened, because Jimmy didn't get the plane inspected, nor were any of the modifications documented. Jimmy's modifications weren't the only problem. There was also the comedy of errors that allowed him to fly his dangerous plane in the first place. When Jimmy entered the Galloping Ghost in the 2009 Reno Air Races, he told organizers it had major structural changes. But because the plane didn't compete, no one inspected it. When Jimmy tried to race again in 2010, there was a misunderstanding with his application. He only mentioned the plane had a new cooling system, thinking they knew about the major modifications from the previous year. However, race organizers didn't keep good records, and they had no idea the plane wasn't inspected or that it was heavily modified. And since the new cooling system was a minor change, they skipped the inspection in 2010, too. The second error happened because when Jimmy missed the qualifiers, he shouldn't have been allowed to fly. But they let him through on a loophole based on his previous performance on the track. And the mistakes didn't end there. Jimmy only reported the new coolant system to the FAA, and this alone is a federal offense. He could have lost his license or even been in prison for fraud. Yet Jimmy got away with it because the FAA didn't inspect the plane when they should have. He broke other regulations too. According to his airworthiness certificate, Jimmy was supposed to keep Galloping Ghost in Florida. Instead, Jimmy ignored the instruction and moved it to two states, conducting illegal flight tests in a third. And even these attempts to test the plane should have landed Jimmy in more trouble. From his flight log, Jimmy completed less than half the required hours to ensure the safety of the plane. And none of these tests were done at race speeds. Yet he told race organizers he'd completed far more hours in his entry forms to competitions. In a final showing of negligence, he was able to submit a younger age on his entry forms, a basic error that wasn't picked up by organizers, and showed how unreliable the approach to detail was all round. So here we have an experimental aircraft pushed to the boundaries of its performance, and an engineer hadn't so much as glanced at the plane. How could anything possibly go wrong? Fortunately, in that year at least, nothing did go wrong. Strong winds stopped the races early, so the plane didn't have a chance to fly. Jimmy was naturally disappointed, thinking bad weather robbed him of the speed record. In reality, it merely delayed the consequences of his recklessness until the following year. When the Reno Championship started in September of 2011, it was Jimmy's third attempt to race the Galloping Ghost. Despite his confidence in the modifications, he couldn't shake the nerves about encountering more mechanical problems. To his relief, the plane was in explosive form, and Jimmy treated fans to one of the fastest average qualifying speeds. He even exceeded 500 miles per hour, which made him odds-on favorite to beat the speed record and the spotlight of that year's show. But as he participated in more race sessions, problems began to surface. Although the Ghost was always one of the fastest planes, it now had handling issues that worsened at high speed. Jimmy noticed the trim tabs or stabilizer flaps on its tail had too much free play, so he asked his mechanic to inspect the aircraft. But they only checked one of the tabs and tightened loose screws without investigating the cause. Jimmy was ignorant of the risks and looked forward to breaking the speed record in the following days. After a strong performance, Jimmy makes it to the Gold Heat on 16 September 2011. Thousands of spectators line the grandstand next to the track, wondering who will qualify for the final race later in the day. In a flurry of smoke and spitting flame, the Unlimited class start their engines. As they climb into the dull and cloudy sky, Jimmy heads to the back of the field. To the delight of crowds, he plans to unleash superior speed and overtake competitors. Halfway through the race, Jimmy is third and fighting for position with a plane called Voodoo. Data shows he reached speeds up to 512 miles per hour in the race, the fastest the plane's flown. But the extreme stress takes a toll on the aircraft's frame. And as Jimmy rounds corners in pursuit of the lead, the screws they tightened earlier are close to the breaking point, putting stress on the plane's structure. Pictures show large warps and contortions in the plane's body, and a section of skin separates from the windscreen. The plane is on the cusp of a mid-air disintegration, and neither Jimmy nor his ground crew has any idea. As Jimmy rounds the eighth pylon, he lines up to pass Voodoo on the home straight. When he crosses into its aerodynamic wake, fans hear a strange gurgling noise from above. The poorly planned modifications have finally met their match. In the turbulent air of the other plane, Galloping Ghost rolls sharply to the left. Jimmy tries desperately to control the movement, but nothing he does makes a difference. With screws that barely hold it in place, the left-hand trim tab vibrates violently. In less than a second, the tab breaks off from its control mechanisms, causing it to rotate far beyond its normal limits. This sends the Galloping Ghost into a steep climb, and Jimmy experiences 17 Gs, nearly twice as severe as a fighter pilot. The change of direction is so violent that Jimmy loses consciousness, and the loose trim tab breaks off shortly after. With the plane flying at full throttle, the missing tab causes it to fly upside down. It completes a loop in the air that alters its course and sends the plane toward the crowds. Seconds later, it dives aggressively and collides into a VIP seating box. What started as a record-breaking race became a national tragedy. The Galloping Ghost struck the ground at over 500 miles per hour and disintegrated on impact. Jimmy was killed instantly, ripped apart by what was left of the plane, while its propellers, still turning, sliced through any crowd member who got in their way. The plane's destruction sent debris hurtling into the grandstands, striking nearby spectators. Others were hit by razor-sharp shards of metal, which left their families terrified at the sight of gaping wounds. While paramedics ran to aid the injured, red mist settled over the area. Eyewitnesses slowly realized the extent of the devastation unfolding in front of them. But as horrifying as the aftermath of the impact was, its brutality actually saved lives. Because Jimmy had crashed at such a steep angle, the ground absorbed most of the energy. The plane also didn't skid along the surface, which would have caused many more casualties. But it's a small consolation to families of the deceased and spectators who received life-changing injuries. Over 60 people were struck by debris, with some of the worst injuries requiring amputation. While emergency services tended to survivors, everyone else wondered why the plane lost control so quickly. In an extraordinary coincidence, the perfect people to answer that question were sitting in the crowd. NTSB investigators were present at Reno, ironically, to promote safety in the industry. It was potentially the only time in the Bureau's history that staff were firsthand witnesses to an accident. They immediately examined the wreckage of the crash, looking for anything that explained the loss of control. But most of the plane was unrecognizable. So with the help of photos and videos taken by fans, they realized that a trim tab had fallen off, and this alerted them to the other signs of structural weakness. The tab was found by the circuit's ninth pylon, along with parts that secured it to the plane, and this is when investigators made an astonishing discovery. Jimmy spent thousands of dollars rebuilding and modifying the Galloping Ghost, but the lock nuts that held the trim tab in place couldn't grip screws at all. They were found with yellow paint on them, even though the plane was painted silver. After researching the plane's history, they realized the last time the plane raced in yellow was in 1985, so the lock nuts hadn't been changed in 26 years. Well past their typical life cycle of a few years at most. It was a shocking revelation that typified Jimmy's work on the aircraft. And the more the investigators learned about the plane, the more questions were raised about its design. They quickly realized that none of the modifications were documented. but Jimmy's race mechanics had no clue what they did either. So investigators had to rely on comparing images of the plane with its original blueprints. After several weeks of studying, they finally had a good idea of what went wrong. Although the loss of the trim tab threw the plane out of control, it was only one of many factors that contributed to the crash. These included poor maintenance and a cocktail of design flaws that disrupted aerodynamics. Investigators also added that Jimmy could have avoided the accident by consulting an engineer and replacing the lock nuts. If Jimmy hadn't tampered with the right stabilizer, the plane wouldn't have climbed so steeply or turned so sharply. This would have reduced the strain on the left trim tab, preventing it from breaking off. In this scenario, the controls wouldn't have pulled up so violently, and Jimmy wouldn't have lost consciousness, meaning the disaster could have been avoided. The reality is, Jimmy made modifications he wasn't qualified to make, and 11 people lost their lives, with 69 injured as a result. The news of another death at Reno raised questions about air racing safety. Some argued it shouldn't continue, but even the injured fans of Reno felt differently. Many eventually returned to watch air races, and in 2025, the championship found a new home in Roswell, New Mexico. After its investigation, the NTSB made several recommendations to prevent a future disaster. These included moving crowds away from the racetracks and mandatory pre-race inspections of unlimited class planes. They also noted the incident could have been much worse. A fuel truck was parked near the crash site, which could have exploded if it was struck by debris. In this scenario, the barriers around the VIP seating areas would have torn through the crowds, causing hundreds of injuries. The FAA clarified its rules about crowd separation. Race organizers have tighter rules before pilots can compete, and plane owners must submit documents proving their safety. The United States has one of the best safety track records in aviation. Fortunately, Reno is the last time fans were killed watching a race in the skies. Watch this episode next. If you found this video interesting, please add a like and leave a comment if you want to support the channel.